Listener Production.
The Prime Minister weighs in on Macquarie Point Stadium as the Tassie industry leaders take the debate to Canberra, and a new probe into the racing industry now has a leader. Possible showers in Hobart today. We're heading to a top of 18 degrees. I'm Tessa Randello, and this is your Hobart Local News. Key objectives need to be met before the federal government commits funds to the $750 million Macquarie Stadium plan, according to the Prime Minister. The independent member for Clark, Andrew Wilkie, asked the PM a question in Parliament, saying the proposal is opposed by the community. The Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, says the government needs to make sure it'll have the tools to make it a success.
I want to move towards making sure that we get appropriate residential, recreational, commercial activity at the site.
At the same time, a group led by the Tourism Industry Council was meeting with members of Cabinet to show support of the $750 million build. A respected racing figure will lead the investigation into Tasmania's harness racing industry. That's after people within the industry claimed on the ABC that the race fixing was part of the game here in Tassie. Racing Minister Madeleine Ogilvie says the head of the national chairman of Stewart's Group, Ray Murihi, is someone the state can trust.
He has a long and distinguished career providing independent, expert integrity advice services to government sporting codes and law enforcement bodies.
The investigation's terms of reference haven't been revealed just yet, but the Shadow Racing Minister, Dean Winter, says the Racing Minister should also be investigated.
The terms of reference should be broad enough to allow Madeleine Ogilvie herself and her office to be investigated.
As the cost of living bites, more Tassie families are reaching out for help to pay rental arrears. The St. Vincent de Paul Society of Tasmania has seen a doubling of people seeking assistance as more people are being evicted from their homes. Vinny's CEO, Heather Kent, says more and more families are making those tough decisions.
The obvious elements are the increasing cost of living, the fact that families are starting to make choices between do they put food on the table, do they turn the heater on as we move into these winter months.
Meantime, a pause on rate rises at next week's RBA meeting could bring some relief for the state's mortgage holders. That's according to the head of My State Bank after promising inflation figures saw a second drop in a row to 6.8%. CEO Brett Morgan says it could ease the pressure on Tasmanians.
On average, a Tasmanians had to pay more than $1,000 a month more on their repayments, their home loan repayments.
And the penalties for Tasmania's ban on Nazi symbols been revealed after the bill was tabled in Parliament. There are fines of more than 3,600 or up to 3 months imprisonment, and that's doubled for a second offence. Brisbane Lions coach Chris Fagan expects the winless Bulldogs to come out firing when they kick off round three in the AFL tonight.
I always go against them thinking what they're like when they play at their best, and obviously the Dogs are capable of beating anyone in the competition when they play at their best.
The Lions have lost Daniel Rich to a quad injury. The Dogs have dropped Sam Darcy but regained Rory Lobb and Adam Treloar. And a transgender basketballer hoping to play in the women's NBL 1 comp has spoken publicly. Lexi Rogers is asking for understanding and kindness after former Aussie star Andrew Bogut sparked a heated debate online.